Good morning. Thank you for holding. This is Albert on a recorded line.
Hi, good morning. Well, I'm sorry, good afternoon. My name is Kendall Lincoln.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, is this Miss, am I speaking to Miss Kendall Lincoln now?
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. So my name is Albert Ramirez. We're speaking on a recorded line. And would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And did you already get an attorney to help assist you file a claim for the lawsuit?
No.
Okay. Part two to that question, ma'am, is are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, like electronically or physically?
Yes, I haven't
Okay.
done none of those things.
Got it. Thank you so much. And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
In the last how many years?
In the last 20 years.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using a hair relaxer?
Yes.
Was it endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer, yes.
Ovarian. I am so sorry to hear that. Do you know when you were diagnosed?
Yes, my diagnosis date is March 9th, 2024.
2024. So this year, okay. And how old are you? How old were you when you got diagnosed?
38.
38. Okay. And you're filing this claim on your behalf, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what's the name of your diagnosing doctor?
My diagnosing doctor
Mm-hmm.
is, I'm sorry, I'm looking at my medical papers.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Glad that you have that there. It'll make it easier. We'll get you off the phone real quick if you have that info, okay?
Yes. So my diagnosis doctor name is Dr. Anthica Berger.
Can you please spell that?
Yes, AGA
A
PHA
G A G A.
AUG.
Hold on real quick, ma'am. I'm sorry, we're going a little slow. AGA
PHA.
PHA.
T as in Tom. HA.
Okay, THA.
Berger, BERGER. MD.
Okay, so it's THABER GER, right?
All right. AGATHA. BERGER.
Am I on speaker by any chance? Because it's really hard to make out what you're saying. I don't know if we're not talking into the microphone, but
I'm sorry, it might be my service. I'm sorry, is this better?
it sounds a little better, but yeah. So I apologize because I don't want to frustrate you because I can't make out what you were saying. So it sounds like you're saying Dr. Thadaburger.
No, Azaka Burger.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to erase it, and then now that I can hear you better, let me go ahead and start from the beginning of the Dr. What?
Agatha,
So it's
AGA,
AGA.
THA, Burger, BERGER.
Got it. Perfect. Ag Agatha Berger, medical doctor. Okay, thank you. All right. And then let me go ahead and look them up. And then I'll get the address, unless you happen to know it there. Unless you happen to have it.
Jefferson Hospital. Are you ready for the address?
Yeah, 1 second. So from what came up on Google, so the first name is Agatha. Last name is Berger?
Yes.
Okay, I found her. Okay, and is she based out of Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and give me the address, please.
Jefferson Hospital, 111 South 11th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19107.
Okay, hold on with that zip code. I'm still at Philadelphia. Philadelphia, PA. Okay, now I'm ready for the zip.
19107.
Okay, thank you. And the phone number, please.
I don't have the number. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll pull it up. I'll find it. And what was the name of the facility? Jefferson what?
Jefferson Hospital.
Jefferson Hospital. Thank you. Okay, Agatha K. Berger, MD. Let's see if I could get a phone number. She's a blonde lady.
Excuse me?
She's like a blonde doctor.
Blonde hair?
Is she,
I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, is she like a blonde doctor?
I don't even remember. I've seen so many doctors.
Gotcha.
I don't even remember.
No worries. Okay, so I have a phone number, 800-JEFF-NOW. So, of course, they got to make it difficult for me. I don't have a phone to know what JEFF-NOW is. So, okay. Let's try and figure that out. They don't have a phone number. It just says JEFF-NOW.
Okay, JEFF-NOW?
Yeah, 1-800-JEFF-NOW. So Jeff is 5, 5, E is 3, F is 3, and then now N is 6, O is 6, and W is 9. Okay. They're just being fancy on their website, I guess.
Okay. I mean, it would be better just to put the numbers and call it a day. But
yeah.
Okay.
800-533-3669. Okay, we figured it out. Okay, and you're also in Pennsylvania, right?
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia, okay. All right. So you don't live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with the cancer?
Yes, 5 to 6, but I only use L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, 5 to 6. Okay, that was coming up. Is which one it was? But give me a sec. We'll get there in a sec. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
What's your date of birth, please?
3/31/1986.
Thank you. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any friends, family members, anybody else that may have used hair relaxers?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you recall how old you were when you started using the hair relaxer?
21 years ago, so I would be
So, you're
28.
38. You're 38 right now.
Yeah.
So you were 17. Is that
Wow, is
about
that
right?
what I was like maybe before? Yeah.
If minus 38 minus 21 is 17. Yep.
Yeah.
And what state? Was it also in Pennsylvania?
Yes, it was.
Okay, thank you. And so you started using that. Okay, so 21 years ago, 2024 minus 21. So that was 2003. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what month, or should we just put January?
No, June,
June?
2003. Yes.
And when did you stop using it?
March of 2024.
Okay, thank you. And how often did you use these products? How often did you apply it? Weekly, monthly, 4 times a year?
No, 5 or 6 times a year.
About 5 or 6. Okay.
Yeah.
How many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer? Was it through 2003 to 2024?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And my next question is, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
Okay. And do you have any salon receipts for your visits?
No.
Okay. And
They
do
don't
you,
really give receipts.
they don't give receipts? Gotcha. Oh, yeah, mine doesn't
Yeah.
either. And do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No. I stopped using it after I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Okay, good. And you wouldn't have any receipts or empty bottles, right?
No.
Okay. And you use Dark and Lovely?
Yes, L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, yes.
Okay, Dark and Lovely. That's a very common one, by the way. I talk to people every day that use that product.
Really?
Okay. What?
I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah. And you know what? And the good thing is that the more people like you that speak up, the more they're gonna get in trouble, which they need to. They need to pay up for the mistakes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All the pain and suffering we go through afterwards is ridiculous.
Yeah, and the finances. So, next question is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least the 1 year?
Yes, I was diagnosed on March 9, 2024.
Gotcha. Okay. And sorry about a lot of these questions are redundant, but because it's, they're for our attorney, it's a lot of compliance stuff. Okay. So thank you for that information. And have there been periods that the hair relaxer was stopped? It was just after you got diagnosed?
I'm sorry, repeat that question.
You stopped using it after you got diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay. 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 And let's see. Medical treatment. When did you first become? Nope, don't need that one. What type of treatment did you receive? Chemotherapy, radiation, immunization therapy? What was it?
I received the CA125, a blood test, a CAT scan, a transvaginal ultrasound, and a biopsy.
So TA125.
C as in cat, CA125.
CA125, okay. And what is that? Is that a CAT scan or something?
I believe that's the CAT scan, yes.
Okay, CA, so you do
No, the
CA125.
CA125, I'm sorry, the CA125 is the blood test.
Gotcha. And then the other one is a CT scan, right?
CAT scan, yes.
Did you receive any treatment like chemotherapy or pills, radiation, anything like that?
Yeah. Chemotherapy, immunotherapy, I believe it is. Kind of hard for me to say that word. Complete hysterectomy, surgery, and pain meds.
Okay, hold on. Immunization therapy.
Complete hysterectomy, surgery.
Complete hysterectomy. And I'm so sorry to hear that you're going through all this. My heart goes out to you,
Thank
okay?
you.
When
Yes, thank you.
was your treatment date? When did all this happen?
My test date or my treatment date?
Your treatment date.
Like my diagnosis date?
Your treatment date.
A
When did
few.
you start getting treated? Like your, when did you get your chemotherapy done and all that stuff?
Was it after I was diagnosed? Yeah, March 2024.
March 2024. Okay, thank you. And who was your treating doctor?
My treatment doctor was Doctor. One second, let me go back to my doctor. My treatment doctor name is Amy McKenzie.
Amy, like AMEE?
No, AMY.
AMY. Okay. Amy, and then last name again, please.
McKenzie, MACKENZIE.
ZIE.
She's an oncologist.
Oncologist, okay. Thank you. And what's her address?
She's at Jefferson also. So that's
Excuse me?
111
Okay.
Jefferson Hospital, 111 South 11th Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19139.
193.
I'm sorry, I'm giving my zip. I'm sorry, 19107.
19107.
Yes.
Okay, and the phone number, do we have that?
No, I don't have that phone number either.
Okay, give me a sec. Let me pull that up. Amy R. McKenzie, MD.
It don't say a R. It just say Amy McKenzie.
Was she at 1101 Chestnut Street, floor 14, Philly, 19107? Do you know if that's her
No, she was
office?
at Jefferson Hospital.
Okay. Let's see. Amy R. Okay, I found it. I found her connected to Jefferson Health. And of course, oh man, they're giving me that same phone number. But I found another one, 215-481-2205. Awesome. Okay, next. For HIPAA compliant question, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, female.
Okay, thank you. And all right, so next, let me get your Kendall, is it KENDAL? Just with one L? Okay, thank you. Do you have a middle name or is it just Lincoln last name?
No, Kendall A.
Kendall
Lincoln.
A. Kendall A. Lincoln. Okay. All right. And what's your social, please?
178.
178.
Six six.
66.
7028.
Okay, let me repeat that. 178-66-7028.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, your primary contact information. I have an email address of klincoln3186@gmail.com. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, phone number 215-796-5214. Is that your cell number?
Yes.
Okay. Next, may I please have your address?
5415 Locust Street, Apartment D, Philadelphia, PA, 19139.
19139, okay. And that was apartment C, like cat?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me repeat that address. I pulled it up on Google. I have 5415 Locust Street, Apartment C, Philly, Pennsylvania, PA 19139.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have copies of your medical records, or is that something that you'll be able to get from the doctors, right?
Yeah, I can get it. I'm actually away on business, but when I come back, I can definitely
Okay.
provide it for you.
Awesome. And then you'll have at least 48 hours to get a call from the attorneys, because my team still has to review our call, make sure I didn't miss anything, and then they'll send your file over to the attorneys, and then they'll usually contact you like 48 hours after that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Next, then we're pretty much done, is emergency contact information. Do you have an emergency contact that you want to share?
No,
No?
it's
Okay.
just me.
Okay, no problem. So, and a phone number. Done. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, would you want me to email this or text it to you or both? And you open it, whichever one you want.
You can take it.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a quick review. We confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. We've confirmed that you have ovarian cancer. This is filed on your behalf. You were diagnosed March 9, 2024. You're at the age of 38. Dr. Agatha Berger at Jefferson Hospital. 111 South 11th Street. Phone number 800-533-3669. And then you use the hair relaxer more than 4 times. That is a yes. Use it about 5 to 6 times. Resident of US, state of birth, March 31st, 86. No to the breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. Started using it at 17 in Pennsylvania. Started June 1st, 2003 till March 1st, 2024. Use it for 21 straight years. It was at the salon and used Dark and Lovely. Your cancer diagnosis happened 2 years or more after you started using the product. Female. I'm just looking to see if I have any blanks here.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, documentation. Do you have medical support? Do you have documentation support for your? Yeah, that was a yes. Lives with. Okay, so I need to go get my manager real quick, just so her to re I need her to review this because I am it says that I'm missing something, but I just reviewed my intake form and I don't see I have any blanks, so I need a second set of eyes. So I'll be right back, okay? I'm gonna go grab her real quick.
Okay.
One second. Don't hang up. Because we are literally done. I just need to send you the documents, but I can't send it until this error message goes away. So give me, I'll be right back. Okay, hold on.